on my Fix It Up Life.
Expert landscaper from DIY Network's Yard Crashers, Ahmad Hassan, and his favorite exterior designer, Damon Lang from Green Planet Landscaping, share million-dollar landscaping makeover stories and give tips to making over our yards.
Fine Home Building Magazine's Justin Fink shares tips from his Quick Tip video series.
And color expert from DaVinci Roofscapes, Kate Smith, talks about how to pick the perfect color for your home's architectural style and how to make sure new colors go with your existing home's materials.
Woodworker and host of I Hate My Bath, Jeff Devlin, talks renovation projects on his show and at his house.
And it's all happening right now on My Fix It Up Life. More curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Take my picture, 'cause I won't remember. Do you take my picture, 'cause I won't remember, right?
And you're inside my Fix It Up Life, and we're inside the DaVinci Roofscapes booth, inside Design Construction Week, the first ever. We're digging in.
We
and
are.
We're getting dirty.
We are getting dirty, and I'm excited because usually at the International Builder Show, Kitchen and Bath Show, we don't, like, talk about landscaping at all. We don't, like, talk about dirt. We don't talk about, like, getting all in it and everything.
It's a builder's show.
I know. We're not embracing. And, you know, that's such an important part of the exterior of your home.
Yeah.
You know, having a gorgeous landscape. And you guys are rocking it. Like,
she should
you're
be our salesperson.
Yeah.
You're like the landscape god.
By the way, Ahmad Hassan and David Lang.
Damon.
Yeah. Damon. God, I wrote it down.
I'm
David. Damon.
Damon. I don't know. Do we follow you on Twitter?
We do.
Yeah, we just sat here for 5 minutes and we all got each other's Twitter handle.
Wait. I have got your personal one. What is your other Twitter handle?
The GPL.
GPL
Las Vegas.
So follow him at GPL Las Vegas to make up for us not getting your name correct.
You got to do it three more times.
Expert. Installer, personality, landscape designer.
Boom.
Yeah,
boom.
There you go. Boom.
I call myself a green industry hype man.
Now,
I'm like the Flavor Flav of landscaping.
Do you have an action figure?
And if you don't know who Flavor Flav is, then you're way too young.
Do you have a giant shovel? You just hang on.
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah.
But Damon and I, we're doing two presentations here today at the International Builder Show. Our stage is about 3 inches off the ground.
Yep.
Right? 2 to 3 inches off the ground.
What's
right?
the footing on that?
Did you have to pour concrete?
It's a simple deck.
Okay.
But we're in Ply Gem's booth.
Yeah. Okay.
And Ply Gem is known for, like, they make windows, they do siding, mm-hmm. and they also have a few outdoor living products, which is primarily their vinyl and PVC fencing, and they also have a whole slew of veneer products.
Yeah.
Different stone and stuff that we're doing in facing. So these days, landscapers, designers, people like Dana and I, though we grew up doing simple landscapes, you know, plant some trees, put some shrubs in, maybe put in a little lawn and sprinkler system, these days everybody wants outdoor living. So now we have to be like general contractors of landscaping.
Building of the outside.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically doing, we're creating all of the accoutrement that you want to have inside your house. But we're going to build it outside.
Yep. So you're literally like building a house outside that just doesn't have like permanent walls. Like, is that literally what you're doing?
Sometimes it does. I mean,
because it has a roof?
Yeah, it doesn't have a roof. That's typically.
Yeah.
And but sometimes we have walls too.
Yeah. You're running pipe. You're running wire.
We're running,
conduit.
Yeah. We have electrical now in our landscapes. You've got irrigation. You've got drainage. That's the infrastructure.
Sure.
If you want some automation and you got to have wiring or landscape lighting.
Yep.
All of that is infrastructure
now,
like you have in a house.
Do you do outdoor bathrooms too? Like totally out there? People are taking baths out in there.
Hey, brother, do we need outdoor bathrooms?
The answer is yes.
Yeah, of course.
Even if it's no, Say yes, because that's what I'm building the rest of this show.
I kind of thought a real man doesn't need an outdoor bath. Like,
well, right,
the world is your urinal.
But we build them for the women.
Oh, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do people actually
and
ask
for... And then when it's busy, we go use the shrub.
Like, yes.
like we've been doing since the beginning of time.
Yeah. But like a bathtub outside that's not like encased at all. Yeah. Like people literally are taking baths in their backyard.
Totally.
Yeah. Outdoor
nice.
Tubs, outdoor showers,
yeah.
Saunas.
Love outdoor showers.
Now you gotta realize,
I mean, literally everything indoors
everything.
We do outdoors.
Damon is a Las Vegas fabulous, bad to the bone designer.
Okay.
Every show I've ever done
he
in
said
Vegas
genius one time.
Is with this guy. I'm not saying that today, though.
Okay.
I mean, he does some phenomenal work. It's Vegas, right?
Yes.
And Vegas
yeah.
is known to be over the top, right?
Exactly.
You walk through these hotels, you see these wonderful arrangements of, oh, my God, everywhere. And people want that now in their yards. Why
crazy.
It is.
So what's your yard like?
Next question.
So clearly it looks like ours.
My yard is
yeah.
really...
yeah.
Is it like a work in progress?
Let me tell you what I tell my wife and our three kids and everyone else. I make money doing other people's yards. I spend money at home.
Yeah.
And actually, we just bought a new home in October.
Okay.
And I have the most beautiful, spectacular view of the Sierras. I live about 30 minutes east of Sacramento in California. Beautiful view. Just keep looking out at the view. Don't look down
wow.
at the landscape. Not this year.
Do you live near cool California?
I do. I do live
we
somewhat
have a,
near
we have
cool.
A
we
great
have
friend,
friend who
from
lives
cool.
in cool.
Yeah, I'm
he's
in Cameron
very
Park.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. I'll get him over here. Maybe you guys are neighbors.
Yeah, cool is an area where there's like a ton of switchbacks up in the mountains.
Yeah.
And apparently it's very cool.
Okay.
Cool.
So I want to know.
He lives outside.
Sounds
so it's
cool.
You know.
But I want to know, though, like, do you not show your wife and children the projects that you guys are doing so that she doesn't know
oh, she
how
knows.
Awesome things are or
she
could
knows.
Be?
Well, it all
yeah,
it
how
all,
do you get you, away
it,
with that?
Yeah.
Well, I have two good excuses. For my clients, it's their budget. And on TV, it's the network's budget.
Nice.
At home, it's our budget, babe.
Aww.
Next question.
Next. Moving on.
Is there anything else we want to do?
Okay, so you've done a million projects, TV, all over the place.
Sure.
Most over-the-top, mind-blowing project you think you guys have worked on?
Oh, Damon, you go first. Because
well,
we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah, I know. It's a question that's come up a couple of times.
What was the budget on it, too?
I'm currently wrapping up a 700,000 plus landscape project.
$700,000 budget.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Excuse
yeah.
me?
Yeah. I know.
Is that
so
paying
awesome.
Cash?
He said he's wrapping it up.
That's what's in my backyard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
700 grand. Yeah. Do you take checks?
we have everything.
Wow.
Like and just like we mentioned, the shower, the tub, the sauna. The kitchen is better than their kitchen inside, so
that's ridiculous.
They just whatever they you know they wanted it all.
Did you really? Bring the Colorado River in there?
Yeah,
I
we
mean.
Did,
and rerouted it.
We rerouted
to run
it
uphill.
Right. Yeah, we've done things you've never seen before. It's actually really.
I've
cool.
never
wow.
done a. I've never done a project with of that size, that caliber. I'm working on
what? What happened?
I don't. I'm not in Vegas.
Dude, man up.
I'm working on a $200,000. Landscape, which is the largest one I'll ever do. It's probably a $300,000.
You don't know that yet. You might get a bigger one after that.
Well, we'll see.
You got to keep
but that's
fishing.
What we're on
yeah.
right now.
Yeah,
and
big
actually,
fish
we're gonna
out
be doing
there.
A ton
yeah.
of web and promotional video as part of this build.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I love to showcase landscaping. I love to teach people, to talk about it, to showcase the professionals, the trends, how we get the work done. I just think the process is awesome.
So where can we find videos from you guys, like, to show us how to do things or what you're doing?
As soon as my website is relaunched, which was supposed to, you know how websites are, right? So the relaunch was supposed to be February 1st.
So, like, April?
It's now the 4th.
Yeah.
So I'm saying the middle of this month.
Okay.
And my website is AhmedHassan.tv.
Okay. And what's your website?
And mine is greenplanetlandscaping.com.
I love that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking Green Planet because $700,000 as a budget. That's the green
that
planet.
You're like
you
building
know
your
that
own planet. Like you've got a whole thing.
You could wallpaper Nevada with $1 bills at $700,000. Holy
so
smokes.
Did you guys create something over at PlyGem, like with all the different materials that they have? Like, is there a display over there that is yours?
PlyGem already had a beautiful display already set up
yeah.
there.
I think
we're there
appreciating
to really
it.
Talk
yeah.
to folks about it. I mean,
okay.
the Builder Show, I mean, there's really a hodgepodge of people here these days. It used to be builders, specifically builders. Now there's builders, there's marketing folks, there's remodeling specialists, there's interior decorators. Like, everybody comes over here because it's an awesome place to network. And what we're doing is really talking about the evolution of outdoor spaces, because landscapes have changed. Mm-hmm. Now everyone wants all of it in their yard.
Now, from everything from like outdoor TVs to like spas
everything.
To ever, like, is there something
going.
That you have ever been surprised if somebody came to you and said, "I want that"?
Well,
I love those surprises.
Yeah.
You
remember
know,
the water running uphill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I haven't actually seen that in the landscape, but everything else is fair game.
Do people have? Do you have like done anything like mini roller coasters or anything like crazy, like weird stuff too?
No, but remember,
I would say.
Remember the one we did in that yard, and it had like a play area. It wasn't a roller coaster.
The splash pad one.
The one, yeah, the one in the backyard there. I mean, we
yeah.
create play areas.
Yeah.
yeah.
But a roller coaster is a little different.
That's like
yeah. that's a whole.
So the dad
that's
on YouTube I saw that had done that, but
the liability might be a little too much.
Might be a little.
Try to tackle.
Now, what about outdoor lighting? Like what? I'm always
that's
curious
everything.
About that. Like what
outdoor lighting's everything. Most of us are working during the day, so you know to be able to come home and see everything lit up that we did is so essential. But LED lighting, that's the trend now. So we're seeing the prices come down, and more and more people are looking into going LED.
And actually, Hunter, I did a video with Hunter this last year on their SX Luxor controller, and they have dimmable.
Wow.
LED.
Oh yeah.
Outdoor
now
lighting.
You're talking.
Yes, my dear.
Now you're talking.
You're talking. You can. You know, if you want to turn on and blast the yard at night, so you can clean up everything after the mess, you can do that. But if you want to have like mood lighting, and you've got different zones, so you can have intensity. Oh, it's.
Well, if you have your
phenomenal.
Tub outside and you have like an outdoor kitchen, you have a little romance
you
going.
You turn on
your LEDs
you got the mood
and you're
lighting.
Like,
well,
hello.
We got
maybe making time.
We got a mood that we got to get into, and it's called
do.
A break.
We do.
And so we'll be back with more from the DaVinci Roofscape booth. Check out AhmadHassanTV.tv.
Yes.
GreenPlanetLandscaping.com. Giant project. And check us out after the break. We'll be back with more by Fixing Up Life.
Making my way through the darkness. Gotta try and beat it up. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. Tell me I'm too young to understand. Say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. That's fine by me. Wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All the time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. Wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All the time I was finding myself. Oh, and I didn't know. Tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. If I get the chance to travel the world, I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone. When love is right, wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All the time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. Didn't know I was lost.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
You are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And I'll tell you right now, cash starved.
Cash starved?
I want money.
You want money?
I want a nice way to get some money.
Really?
Cash. I'm like the giving tree.
Yeah.
I'm like the sun.
The sun and the giving tree. Because you just keep going back to the tree and you want more stuff.
I just want, give me some cash.
Greedy.
Give me some branches.
I don't think so. We've got a friend on the line who's a color expert, and I don't know if she has any cash to give you, darling.
She has a contest, though, don't
she
you
She does
think?
Have a contest.
Yes, I do. So somebody's going to win some big cash. In fact, $5,000. So, let's get right into and talk about it, because I love our Shake It Up contest.
I love the Shake It Up contest, too. And, it is $5,000, but it's not just to line your pockets with, Mark. It's actually a reason for the $5,000.
I want it in a briefcase to my wrist. Or if I get it wrong, I'll handcuff it to my leg and have to drag it around.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know what? We actually have a better use for it, Mark, because it's to fix up a home exterior, and I know how much you're behind that idea.
Absolutely.
With new colors and products. So can I tell you a little bit about it?
Oh, I would love to hear about it.
Yeah, you know what? The Shake It Up contest, we did it last year, if you remember, and I worked with DaVinci Roofscapes, and they put a contest online on their Facebook page. And homeowners submitted their photos of their home exterior that they wanted to do something new with. They wanted to shake it up with some color and new products. And so we had lots of entries, and we looked them over, we read what the people had submitted, came up with 5 finalists, and then I gave them some color guidance on their home exterior, made some product suggestions, and sent it off. We had a mock-up rendering of what their home would look like when the whole job was complete with what they had requested and I had suggested. And then we put the top 5 finalists online, and the public voted on them to determine the grand prize winner. So it was a lot of fun. And last year, a couple, Dennis and Pat Hodkinson in Tennessee, they received the $5,000 to add color to their exterior. They have a historic home. It was really neat. Looked great. So that's what we're doing again this year.
That's awesome. And for Dennis and Pat, who won the $5,000 for the makeover, towards their makeover, that's huge. But also just getting advice from a color expert on what colors you can use and what kind of materials, because that's such a daunting fit project. And that is, looking at your house, looking on the exterior of your house, because it's right there. It's in your face. All of your friends, your neighbors, everyone will see it. And you have to make a commitment to those colors. And I think that people get a little stage fright as opposed to like putting a new color in their bedroom, on their walls or something like that inside the house.
Well, you know what? The exterior is a bigger project. And I think one of the things that was fun, just even for the contest, was for us to see, for people to get ideas That was one way. So they saw what I had suggested. They read. I wrote up the write-ups about why I was suggesting what I did, and we posted it on Da Vinci's blog. And also the contest is sponsored by Therma-Tru and Fipon, and they've had it out there on their website. So people could see and walk through the thought process. The other way that I've done that, Mark and Teresa, is there's a book available that I put together on color schemes for the home exterior, actually two e-books, that walk people through the process and how I go through it, because it is a daunting task when you're looking at your home exterior and you're not sure. You know, you have a vision of what you think is going to work, but if you're not 100% sure how it's going to look. So I give you some step-by-step, I call it my fresh approach, and the five steps that you can walk through so that you know exactly what the way a color expert thinks about it, so you can do the same thing on your home.
What I like, I really like that book a lot, because not only is it free and you can download it right now, you don't have to wait to get it, but the other thing too is that you have all the different styles, architectural styles of homes, even that modern style that is a kind of an amalgamation of like all different kinds of housing styles.
The American style.
The American style.
The American.
And then what do you do with that? Yeah.
Well, you know what? And the great thing about talking about the styles, I think, Mark, you had brought this up to me once about putting, you know, do you just want to splash color on everything? Different styles of homes actually take kind of different amounts of color. So, you know, where you have one of the new American, a lot of time they have a lot of mix of materials. And depending on those materials, the stone or the brick or whatever else they've brought in, you want to look at those because those elements aren't going to change. They're something I call fixed features. So depending on, you know, if they've got a lot of natural colors, you may want a house that's basically natural, then accented with some pop colors. On another house, maybe a colonial style, you can go with a lot more color. Basically, you might even paint a colonial blue or a red or something. You know, I live in Newport, Rhode Island. We've got a lot of brighter colored homes. They're all colonial style. So depending on what your style and type of home, you know, that will help dictate the color. And that's one of the things I explain in the book. We've basically taken the seven different types of homes and talked about what in each home would be great opportunities for you to add color and style based on your type of home.
Got it. Wow. First of all, Newport, Rhode Island, love it. I'll be over in 7 hours.
We do. We'll totally be there. We'll talk color in person inside your home.
The Black Pearl Chowder Place. The name of it.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're there. Anytime.
Oh, but now talk to me. In the minute that we have left, just about everybody, whatever, is going to use white corner boards or white trim. It's very common. How do you break the mold on that and not be tasteless at the same time?
Well, you know what, Mark? I think a lot of people think that white, it is kind of the default color that a lot of people use. But as I show in the e-book and we talk about it, I mean, there's a lot of inspiration that you can get from your roof, from the fixed features on your home, to pull out other colors. You know, they don't have to be bright. Maybe a soft gray, maybe more of a cream or a tan, something for your trim other than white. And there's a lot of suggestions on how you can do that. But the one thing that you want to do is always be looking for something that blends with all of the elements of your home to make a complete cohesive look, so that when you stand back and look at it, it's a complete picture, not just the little parts that you're focusing on. You want a complete color palette that gives your home that wonderful look and expresses your, you know, something about you and your personality.
Well, I think that is really good advice, and we have to go to break. So everyone, go to DaVinciRoofscapes.com to download that ebook from Kate Smith, color expert. Follow her on Twitter. We do. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
I got the call today and didn't want to hear, but I knew that it would come. When an old true friend of ours was talking on the phone, he said he found someone. And I thought of all the bad luck, the trouble we went through, is how I lost me, and you lost you. What are all these voices outside love's open door, make us throw up our contentment? Beg for something more.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Well, I woke up to the sound of silence and guns, cutting like knives in the ditch. You're the one that got away, Jim. And I found you with the bottle of wine, your head in the curtains, you're hot like the 4th of July. You swore to me and I, we are not shining stars. Yes, I know, I never said we are. Though I've never been through hell like that, closing the windows to know you can never go back. If you're lost and alone, sinking like a stone, carry on. Do you pass me the sound of your feet upon the ground? Carry on, carry on, carry on.
Do you want me to be?
If you're lost and alone, sinking like a stone, carry on. Sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on, carry on, carry on.
And carry on with us back inside Design Construction Week inside the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth with my wife, Teresa.
My husband, Mark, and...
Justin Fink, real-life carpenter, real-life editor, real-life expert at Fine Home Building Magazine, one of the best titles out there. With real advice, real technique, and real people who care about building homes well.
Okay, repeat that back to us.
That was a really good intro.
I know, it was awesome, right?
I was hoping I could just sit here for a little while, though, because it's so comfortable. I didn't know we had to talk.
Well, that's it. The intro, and then it's over.
Your lower thirds are really long. Is that like you see your eyeballs, and then it's just like your title all the way down
that's
the street?
That's why I like it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what informs the editorial there, though, is you guys build stuff.
It is, yeah. I work 5 days a week in the office and write about this stuff, but every Saturday and Sunday, all day long, I work. I have a real legitimate business. It's not just for street cred. I'm out there making money. I'm doing a siding job right now in the middle of the freezing cold winter. I got a big old black and blue thumbnail to prove that I'm out there.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Did you go through that? That's disgusting, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's no question. Any kind of...
It.
So how do you... So you're juggling two jobs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm an editor, so I need a second job.
That is a fair point. Fair point.
And not only are you doing that, not only are you an editor, but you're also on camera, too, and you're doing videos, too.
Yeah, you know, that's starting to transition a little bit for us. We're doing a lot more video than we ever used to do. We have a great video producer right now. And he's bringing in a lot of experience, showing us the ropes, showing us how we can really get out there and be different than what everybody else is doing. And what we're trying to do to set ourselves apart is, and I don't want to knock anybody, because I watch all the HGTV, the DIY. I grew up on this old house. I love it all. But, you know, we're trying to do something that's a little bit more substantial than what you're finding on a lot of the HGTV and DIY shows now. And it's not that they're bad, it's they're going after a different audience than we are.
Yeah.
We want the guys, you know, we're not going to cut to commercial at the hard part of the project, you know?
Like,
when you come to coping the crown molding and fitting it to that uneven wall, that's what people need to know how to do the hard part, you know? So that's what we're really trying to focus on. The premise that we're doing on our show, which is called Project House, is... We're going out to the carpenter's jobs, okay? So we have an expert stair builder. We're going to go shadow him for a week, and I'm just working alongside him. I'm like the Mike Rowe.
Right, yeah.
So it's like the dirty job formula, except for a longer period.
Sure.
So we like to think of it just kind of in our own little private meetings as a mix between this old house and dirty jobs. You're getting that level of depth and of this old house, and you're getting that kind of host experience of dirty jobs. And it's so far it's been working pretty well, I think. It's fun.
Well, and you get to learn so much from all of these people. Like
yeah.
do you get to pick which, like, you want to know more about stair building, you want to know more about whatever, like, do you get to choose that? And like, and then you can take it back into your other business too.
Yeah.
And it helps inform editorial. Like it's awesome.
Well, one of the cool things about Fine Home Building is it's very community oriented. So it's like this network of people giving back to other people. So it's like, oh, you know, we want you to write for Fine Home Building. And they're like, oh, we would love to. We've been reading it for 15 years.
Yeah.
I've gotten so much information from it. What could I possibly give back? And you always go, you don't even know how much you know. But, you know, these carpenters just do it all day. And they have no idea how much of what they do every day is so unique and so
important to other people.
Yeah.
That this guy in Arkansas has never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And,
yeah.
And so we get to meet these guys and hang out with them for a week and work with them. You're kind of giving back. You're sharing tips from other jobs you've been on. Like, hey, Mark, I went up to another siding job and I saw the way they do this. Let me show you if we can incorporate it into the video. And they say, oh, I do it this way. And it becomes this big kind of crowdsourced knowledge for building, which is really, really fun.
What an awesome community of knowledge. Because I don't know of a place other than what you're describing of a place to go and get that. I mean, because like on TV, people get inspired and you want to do that in your house or make that in your house or hire someone to do that in your home or just want to enjoy watching someone do a project. Mm-hmm. But then when you actually want to get down to, okay, how do I actually do it? What do I? What tools do I use? What material should I buy? What are techniques that people have used?
And what do I do when I try to dig these footing holes and the ground is hard as a rock?
Right.
What's my end around? Like,
right.
You're talking about process and knowing what to do in
the real life.
Yeah, in real life.
Because that's where it gets built.
That's where that's where you nail some boards together, and it goes from inspiration to real inspiration.
Yeah.
Now, is this video?
You know, building is problem solving. That's why we're in remodeling, right? That's why we love it. It's something new, some new challenge. You go, how am I going to get out of this? You know, and that's where it gets interesting.
Now, is the video project starting to inform the editorial in the magazine, too?
We're kind of viewing it as separate. There is going to be a companion article for each video, and that's going to go in the magazine. But we are thinking of them as separate. So let's say we're trying to fill a certain niche in the magazine, like, oh, we need a framing story for this issue. The video might be that framing story, but it's not necessarily informing it. We like to keep it on the same level of content, though. You know, it's gonna be deep. And some channels like HGTV or DIY aren't necessarily gonna go to that level, and that's because they're trying to hit a different broad audience, which is great. But we're happy with a much smaller audience that loves us for being niche, and we're going to keep on being niche.
Are you coming up with a million different, like, those little tips that DIYers can use or that pros can use that save you a minute, like how to coil your extension cords or
that's so funny
how
you
to organize
that.
Your gun hoses or that kind of stuff. So you have one?
We were in a big brainstorming meeting last week, and everybody was talking about ideas of what we could do for the magazine. We should do this. We should do this. And I'm sitting next to Colin, and I lean over my paper, and I write, we should do quick tips. And I go, let's. And we just got up and walked out of the room, went to my office, and we started brainstorming a video series, and we started doing it. They're going to be like 1 minute long little clips, and it's going to be just that. Imagine like a database, like Google. You go on and you go, the first three words are, how do I? And then there's a box.
Mm-hmm.
Type in whatever you want. Nail fiber cement siding. Cut tile backer board. You know, install vapor barrier. And then you just get a one minute video just showing you that and nothing else.
Because that is so perfect, because that's what happens when you're in the middle of a project.
And
you're like,
you're looking up.
I need to know just that one thing.
Yes.
I don't want to have like 20 minutes of how to do the entire project. I just want to know how I cut this.
Yes.
What tool?
Yep.
What blade do I use?
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Yes. So we're gonna get into that, and that's kind of our exciting thing. We're gonna do that in 2014 here.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
That is really awesome.
And on real jobs,
those.
Too. Not in the studio, not we're making it up. It's going to be
And I love
on
those
site.
Things that save 2 minutes, that save a headache, because that all adds up.
Yep.
And whether you're doing it for a living, you need to save 2 minutes because that's money. Or you're a DIYer, you just don't store an extension cord in a bucket.
Yep.
There's a better way to do it, so when you take it out to do your project, it just unrolls.
Well, you know, there's two different, there's the tips aspect, and then there's the skills aspect. The tips are time-saving, and how do I get this done efficiently and smartly, and the skills aspect is just for that crowd who doesn't necessarily know how to do it. Like, how do I fill holes in AZEK trim?
Yeah.
Okay, so for the guys that do know how to do it, and they're listening, and they're like, I want to share my tips with you, do you have, like, do you have people, like emailing you guys at the magazine?
Not
like,
nearly
I've got
enough.
Not nearly enough.
I would love to get 100 emails a day with guys telling me about tips.
Yeah, okay.
They can go right on our website and submit them right there.
Because there's guys all over the country that have awesome tips and things that can help and contribute to. And then...
But they don't know that what they have is great.
Yeah.
I just encourage people to...
This is a weird
world where there's so many individual people who live down the street or across the country, and we, until these kinds of videos, it's hard to connect.
If
they share their tips, would they be in the running for you to actually go out there and do something with them for video?
Sure.
Or? Okay. Because that would probably get people more excited, too.
We are always looking for new builders.
Okay.
And not just builders. We're talking about plumbers, electricians, everybody involved in the mix, male, female.
That's awesome.
So where do they email? Where do people go to email?
Well, they're
What's your home phone number?
And your social security number? Can I have a sample, DNA sample?
Well, you know, I prefer if they show up in person.
Oh, good.
And there'll be a written essay. No, we're going to, if they go to findhomebuilding.com/projecthouse, that's how they're going to get to our specific TV show. Or you can just go to findhomebuilding.com in general, and you're going to find a lot of submittal forms and addresses there where you can send in tips.
Okay.
And you can view everybody else's tips.
All right,
very community-based.
Challenge.
We want to see it happen.
Yeah.
We want Justin Fink, editor, carpenter, real dealer at Fine Home Building, flooded with tips and tricks.
Yes.
In the meantime, we're going to drain ourselves on out of here. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
Lately, I've been asleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Ain't no more counting dollars, will we count stars? See the light like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line, in my face, flashing signs. Kid out and each to find that old, but I'm not that old, young, but I'm not that old, and I don't think the world is told. I'm just doing what we're told, and I there's something so right, doing the wrong thing, baby. I could lie, I could lie. Everything that kills me makes me feel. Lately, I've been asleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Say no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Lately, I've been asleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Say no more counting.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Every time I get a microphone near me, I try to do my radio voice.
Oh.
Yes.
That's not eerie at all.
That is my radio voice.
Is this going out
that
tonight
is.
For Cindy? I love you.
Thanks for tuning in to 101.
This is it, the apocalypse. Ooh, well, I'm waking. I feel it in my bones to make my system grow. Welcome to the new age.
And we're glowing with the light of friendship.
And the voice of God back there.
Oh,
it sounds like an angel.
We are hanging out with our pal and good guy and host of DIY Network's I Despise My Bathroom,
oh.
Jeff Devlin.
Name change?
Yeah. You know what? We were, when the name was decided upon, we were trying to figure out what was going to work for the show.
Yeah.
And we were trying to get creative, and that wasn't going to work. Creativity is just right to the point. We hate your bath? Okay, great.
Yeah, yes.
There it is. That'll work.
Oh, I do too. I'll tune in.
That is it. Yeah, you're like that scene in the Grinch movie where he's screaming down at Whoville.
Oh.
Ebenezer, who I hate you.
Yeah, I remember it well.
Yeah, yeah.
Kids watch that way too many times.
Oh, millions of times.
That's a good summer movie.
It is a good summer movie. Because
can
when
I, can
you're
I just
hot,
point out that it took 40 seconds to get off track with Jeff Devlin, and that's our previous record.
So
I'm excited. Focus, you're right. On Twitter now.
Thanks to you.
I kind of forced you.
Thanks to you.
Oh,
I totally did force him into it.
I know you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I did.
You signed up, sent me the password, the whole deal. It was like, oh, by the way, Jeff, here's your new account. Here's your Twitter name. And I'm doing, I was learning, how was hashtagging and dollar signs and whatever the hell it was.
Dollar
signs, everything. Yeah, I'm like, because I wanted to tweet you. I wanted to tweet you so bad that I had
this
to
sign
through.
This is getting
awkward.
Your husband's right there.
I'm sitting right there.
So everyone who's like listening, you have to follow because you need to get more followers.
DIY
Devlin.
I do. Yeah. I'm definitely, you know, it was tough in school to have friends. You know, I had to pay them too. But now I kind of figured maybe I'd have a couple extra. But I'm growing. Every day is a new friend, and that makes me happy.
The circle of friendship is growing.
Yeah, and you know what? I have to be honest. The social networking thing, like, I'm not really that good at it, but the more I do it, the more interesting it gets. The more companies that I get to meet, the more new products you get to see come out. So it's kind of, it's good. You know, I always thought it was like, hey, I'm having a hamburger for lunch. Let's tweet about it.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what you're doing here at Design Construction Week and KBiz is you're looking for new stuff for your forthcoming DIY Network show.
Yeah, I mean, this has been 4 years. We've been, thank you, DIY Network, for letting me do this for 4 years. But to see the brand new products, to touch them, to feel them, even some of them before they ever come out, it's awesome. It's just life-altering for some of us. Because when you're trying to, you know, solutions in a bathroom. Look, there's tile in a bathroom. There's toilets in a bathroom. We're trying to obviously always push the limit. And new products. And it's not always the stuff that you see in front of the walls. It's sometimes stuff behind the walls.
Yeah.
How things are roughed in. How plumbing. You know, the introduction of PEX, for crying out loud. Like, all these simple things have changed and revolutionized how we do stuff. Something like shower pans, the Schluter and stuff like that, the Noble, those companies, Tile Ready. The fact that now I can drop them in, a carpenter. I mean, let's be honest. I started as a carpenter. I'm a woodworker, and I'm now tiling and doing stuff like that. The fact that it's now put in my hands and homeowners' hands, that they're making these products just, like, awesome.
Well, and it's great, too, because viewers and fans want to see you doing something different every single time.
Yeah, tell me about
every single time.
There's a little bit of pressure there occasionally. Yeah. They're like, hey, come on, can't you do something different? I'm like, yeah okay, got
yeah,
it.
Sure. I'll be flying in on a zip line through the window.
I will say this. You guys would be proud of me. It was a little bit ago. We put in a life-sized wind chime inside as a divider in somebody's bathroom. Now, wait for it. Now, here's where Tim can appreciate this. Because not only did I take aluminum tubes and hang them, but I actually did a G major scale, and we cut them, and we tuned them with a guitar tuner and rung them. So when you rake across it, it's like ding, 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 like it hits. Now, the hard part about this is the homeowner that we got to do this, he was just having a baby, and he just sent me a text the other day and be like, I have to take those things down. They're just constantly hitting them.
It's not as, like relaxing as you.
It is if you're gentle with it, but when you're a two-year-old, gentle with anything.
No, that, you just plow through that, and they're swinging around and smashing stuff.
I'll send people plans if you want to know how to do that. just let me know. I'll shoot you free plans.
Nice.
That is awesome.
At DIY Devlin on Twitter.
Yeah. So are you looking for anything for your house, though? Are you, like, keeping in the back of your mind? Since
you're
going to be home now more.
Yeah.
Shooting.
She has a list.
Yeah.
It's actually getting, I burned the first list, but somehow another one came up. But I started feeling bad because the tarp on my roof, it actually disintegrated, and I put a new tarp on the roof. So now I think I have to really focus on actually doing a roof. But I was holding out. I wanted to do cedar. I have an older house. But I didn't have the deep pockets to be able to do it. So I was like, I'll wait. But I also have to redo the dormer. I have to do this and do that. But I also kind of want to spend time with my kids, too. So there's that balance of when I'm home, what do I want to do? Do I want to, you know, sit and watch The Grinch with the kids, or do I want to get up and rip off my house? And I do want to do that, but the tarp seems to be working for now. You've never said, hey, Jeff, I'll be over. No, I'm kidding. Actually,
no,
you have.
I would never help you. I mean, there'd be no reason.
We wouldn't get anything done, to be quite honest with you.
Ridiculous. We'd never get up the ladder.
Yeah, no way in a million years.
And Mark usually ends up doing roof projects when it's like 100 degrees out or it's like 0 degrees out.
Yeah. That's it.
So if you find, you know, a day where it's going to be excruciatingly hot or cold,
of course,
he'll come.
But the one thing is, it's athletic. I get up on the roof. I start sweating a little bit. And quite honestly, I'm not good with heights. I've been up there. I've trimmed way higher than I should have. But I had to take a couple of drinks to get up there. Don't do that at home. But I'm not that comfortable with heights. But I know now what I'm comfortable with and what I'm not comfortable with. The first time in my life, I can say, I'm going to have somebody do that for me. Before, it was like a pride thing. I'm like, I got to do everything in my house. I got to be able to do this. I got to be able to do that.
Look, you never finish.
No, and yeah. I have a high expectation of what I want my house to be. And I got to the point where I was like, this is not going to work for me.
Yeah.
It's just like when I solder a plumbing pipe, I'm like, oh, my Lord, no more solder left. What happened?
So basically you want Norm Abram to come over. And that would be good.
Yes.
I just want to sit near Norm.
I just kind of, truth be told, the real reason why I got into construction was because of this old house, Norm Abram, Tom Silva, the Yankee Workshop, all that sort of stuff. Basically, I wasn't that good in school, and I knew I wanted to work with my hands, and I sat down, started watching the show, started getting inspired. I never in a million years did I think I was going to get to be on TV. That was just sort of a fluke.
Now I'm
going to hunt him down. It's going to get creepy.
He's here.
I know, and when I see him, I might even tackle him.
Well, can you imagine,
He loves that, by the way. He loves to just be dead.
I'm sure he's got security with him.
Yeah.
No, but can you imagine, though, because kids are watching you on DIY Network now, and they're like, I want to be like him.
And that is...
How do you feel about that?
Is your superhero
If they really knew me, they... No. I'm very blessed to get to do what I do, and I really do love it when you see a homeowner get what you're doing. It's about showing them new products. It's about showing them a new way to do something. And it's also about sometimes trying something different. Like, we do things that are just sometimes ridiculous. You know, I'll be honest with you. But it's kind of thinking outside of that box that starts the creativity rolling. Like, yeah, you might not put orange paint on your wall normally. If you see it in a can, now you could do it, and it's like, okay, it's really not that bad with the whole picture.
Yeah.
It's getting people to think a little differently.
Okay.
So kind of like a smack in the back of the head.
Yeah, and it's like you don't have to do the whole thing orange. You could do a feature wall.
You could use it as a trim detail.
You could do a little something. You could do it in like a picture frame. You could do all kinds of stuff with
orange. You sell it with the hands.
The hands. You got to do the hands. If you don't do the hands, you just sit here. You don't look like you really believe it.
Yeah. Oh,
but if you do this, there is no question
that you believe what you're talking about.
It's
got to be true. For sure.
Amen.
So, coming up on your show, what are we going to be tuning into soon? Give us a little hint? No.
No hints. Okay, we'll just sit quietly for the rest of the interview.
I will say this. Each bathroom is different and unique. And we always try to find something different to put in the bathroom. Meaning, it's not always like, okay, we're always going to use a toilet for a toilet. But we're starting to use...
You know what, Jeff?
At least I hope you're using no sink use.
And we digress.
Again.
Yeah. Remember that zip line I was talking about?
It's just trying something new. And because we get bored very simply. I mean, we don't take our medication sometimes. When you put in the same beige tile over and over and over again, you're like, you got to do something a little crazy. I think people expect that.
Well, so in like the minute that we have left, Are bidets something that you think are going to come back into the
United
States?
Here's the deal.
European,
look, can I say dingleberries?
Yeah, sure.
Like, Europeans did it right. I mean, it's cleanliness next to godliness or whatever the saying is. It makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see, with how small bathrooms are over here, I don't see people plumbing in a separate bidet. I think that the features, people will have a combination toilet bidet and all that sort of stuff. I think it might come back. I would love to be the first person there to see my son test it out because he's going to scream like a banshee. I think it's going to be a learning curve, but I'm going to duct tape him to the seat because he needs it.
They have, like, the heated seats with the music
I mean, literally, Kohler has a toilet that blows hot air on your feet while you're going to the bathroom. That is cool. And that's where it's going.
Well, we got
Angel's giving you massages.
We got to blow a little cool air and make it happen right now. We're taking a break. Check out Jeff Devlin on DIY Network.
Follow him on Twitter, DIY Devlin.
And check us out after the break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Carry my, no, you can't read my poem. vocal bank. His name is Jeff Demon. Carry my, no, you can read my poker face. He'll help you if you hate your past. Poker face and poker face.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
When life leaves you high and dry, I'll be at your door tonight. If you need help, if you need help, I'll shut down the city lights. I'll steal out begging bribes to make you well, to make you well. Give me reason to believe that you would do the same for me. And I would do it for you, baby. I'm not moving on. Love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
We're not gone. We're right here.
We are. We're here in Vegas, baby.
It's happening right here inside the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth. And we are rocking out.
We are.
Talking roofing.
It's like a little vacation when we come to the Builders Show every year because the kids aren't with us. There's so many beautiful products here. I'm shopping. I'm constantly shopping in
oh,
my
you're
mind.
You're like Knight Rider, that car with the
yeah.
little beam.
It's like, yeah, that's me. I
yeah.
am totally doing that right
yeah.
now. And I was shopping too because there's this really cool pattern here at Da Vinci Roofscapes. Did you see that?
No, they didn't let me inside. It's
I don't know
it's,
what it's called.
It's a thing. It's a thing we have.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Tim Gentry cut it. It's like this really cool. I just Instagrammed it. You should go on our Instagram feed and
oh,
check
wait,
it out.
Oh, wait. I'll do that now.
Yes, totally.
We
Rat
are
my
also
fix it up
joined,
life.
And I am being rude to, Mark Hansen.
Yes.
Hey.
From Da Vinci Roofscapes. And you're... Da Vinci Roofscapes Bella Forte Shake is a new product, not new, but newish product that's blowing up.
Yes.
And
yes.
We wrote a blog about it at myfixituplife.com, but I want to know why it's blowing up.
Yeah, great question. It has. It's been, whoop. Thank you. It's really been the story. It was the story of 2013, and it's going to be the story for 2014, too. The Bella Forte product line for Slate and Shake is so much different than anything we've done before. With the reduced head lap, we're kind of taking a page out of the clay tile playbook, if you will, by reducing the head lap and adding a rain gutter. And that what that allowed us to do was increase performance and hit a whole new price point. So now we're competing against products like triple laminates and stone-coated steel and in the ballpark with real shake. And the product's more affordable for a whole new audience that we never had before. But even, I think, more important than that is the aesthetic. We kind of went back to the drawing board when we developed the product and used real pieces of cedar shake and created our molds from those pieces. We found, you know, ones that were interesting but not too interesting, where they would stand out. And then we went all in on the tooling with an 8-cavity mold. So we've got 8 different molds where a lot of times when you'll duplicate a real product with a polymer, you know, you might have one part or two part. When then you look at the roof or the siding or whatever, and you go, I can see it, that one in
it
there.
It looks a little mechanical.
Yeah, or you can see a trend develop, you know, a subtle trend. So we haven't had any of that, and it has just been, it's kind of changed the company. Went from being, you know, sort of a small, high-end manufacturer to now a company that that sells to everyone and every home. So it's been huge.
Do you find that when people, just regular people with regular houses, think about their roof and they got to get a new one, they're just like, that's okay, you know, and they just start to sort of funnel their way to budget and a basic color, and they're not thinking this is an opportunity, A, to do a roof that I don't have to do again ever in my life, because it's
a 50-year
warranty, and to style up their house with these looks and textures. And is that sort of something that that you're up against?
You know, I think there's all kinds of different homeowners. Luckily, with the internet, more than ever, homeowners are searching out alternatives to the basic, you know, run-of-the-mill, everyday, you know, products that you know most people are selling. So, in some cases, you know, it's homeowner resistance, but a lot of times it's homeowners driving the sale, finding the product on the internet, and saying, "Yeah, that's what I want for my house." You know, one of the things we are up against is sometimes contractors assume that because you had an asphalt roof before, or some you know, regular color, or you didn't want to do something special, that's what you want to do again. So a lot of times when we can show a contractor, you know, how exciting this is and the possibilities, you know, with the different colors that they can use and styles and the effect that will have on a home by showing them some before and after pictures and the detail, but without any of the maintenance, you know, you still have a home without any maintenance, but now it really looks like real shake, or it really looks like real slate. Doesn't add any weight. I mean, really amazing.
Well, you're not up there in 5 years trying to get the algae off or the streaks and the stains.
Exactly.
That happen. So.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I'm amazed too, and it makes sense that for roof, people just assuming that you want to replace it with what was there, but people don't assume that with anything else in your house.
Yeah.
Like, they don't assume that you want the exact same door. They don't assume you want the same windows. They don't assume that you want the same
kitchen
trim.
Cabinets.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But with the roof, why is it just like just replace what's there?
It's crazy. And when you look at your house and you think of the percentage of the elevation that's that roof, it's 50% a lot of times. And like you said, you spend all that time worrying about shutters and siding and colors and then boom, you just throw up the roof that you had before and forget about it. So I think it's an exciting, overlooked, you know, part of the home that makes a really significant difference in the look of the home. And then I think with DaVinci, and by the way, we just celebrated our 2014 is 15 years in business.
Yay.
For us. So for a category that's new and for a product that's considered new, you know, it does provide lasting performance that we've proved through accelerated weathering and even the track record that we've developed over the last 15 years. So in addition to having a product that can enhance the look of your home, you know, now you've got 50 years of performance, whether it's the Class 4 impact rating or the Class A fire rating, you know, the wind performance. You've got a roof that looks great, doesn't have any of the maintenance associated with some of the real counterparts, you know, that we're duplicating. That's going to last a long time with a 50-year warranty.
It's gorgeous, too. You'll love it every single time you come home and beautiful pictures of your home, your family outside, Easter egg hunts, the whole thing. Great opportunity.
Your life will become a greeting card if you put on a DaVinci Roofscape roof. Guaranteed.
Why
guaranteed
not?
For 50 years.
Why not?
It's also guaranteed we have to take a
we
break.
Do,
so check out DaVinci Roofscapes at DaVinciRoofscapes.com. And check us out. We'll be back with more. My name is Mix It Up Live.
All right, thank you, guys.
Staring at a maple leaf, leaning on a mother tree, I said to myself, we all are such. Favorite fruit is chocolate-covered cherry, seedless watermelon now. Nothing from the ground is good enough. Righty-right.
We looked over me, oh cherry, in your golden way. I walk him down upon this lane. Oh cherry, yeah. I'm singing out loud to God.
Back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of our show. So check out our videos on YouTube.
Find us on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram. And listen to our shows on podcasts and iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
And check us out next week. We'll be back with another rocking episode of my Fix It Up Life.
Into my Fix It Up Life.